Sometimes when you have a family member who is fighting Alzheimer's, you think that you're isolated and you're all alone because it's such a terrible disease and it's so hard to watch your loved ones experience memory loss. Well, the 2025 Alzheimer's Disease Facts and Figures report show that you are absolutely not alone, especially in the state of Illinois. Delia Gervier is the director of the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association, and I know you came out with the facts and figures last week. How many people in Illinois are living with Alzheimer's?
Good afternoon, Lisa. In Illinois, there are over 250,000 people who are living with this terrible disease, and you should know that for the first time since we have been releasing this report, and it's been about 18 years, we have crossed over 7 million people in the country who have Alzheimer's disease.
Wow.
7.2 million, to be exact.
And every year, do you know how many people pass because of Alzheimer's?
That number was not included in there because what happens when it comes to a death certificate, oftentimes they pass away from an underlying cause, and they may not list Alzheimer's as the actual reason for the death. So we don't have actual data, factual data around that percentage, but more than likely it's higher than what we think.
Yeah, and you know what? That is a great point that you just made because we saw with the death of Gene Hackman, you know, it was
absolutely
listed, you know, heart-related when in fact his wife passed first and it's evident he did not eat that entire week because
exactly.
He simply didn't remember. He was in the final stages. So
he was in the final stages and quite frankly, I don't know how many people actually knew he even had Alzheimer's disease.
Yeah, so tragic, so tragic. And the big issue for the Illinois chapter of the Alzheimer's Association is trying to support caregivers because for every one of those 250,000 people, you've got people around them that are struggling to try and make everyday life enjoyable
Absolutely.
For them.
And actually, in the state of Illinois, we have about 316,000 caregivers. And again, across the country, there are nearly 12 million family members and friends who are caring for a loved one with Alzheimer's disease. And what is also significant to point out is they are providing about 488 million unpaid care hours to those individuals. So caregivers are the unsung hero of this disease because they spend an incredible amount of time putting their life on hold, essentially, to take care of their loved ones who are going through this journey.
Delia, every week it seems like I'm reading another study about a new promising drug being tested. There's hope for Alzheimer's patients. You asked people who are experiencing Alzheimer's if they'd be willing to take a drug, even if it had some risk associated with it. What did you find out?
Yeah, we had the test and we found that let's see, let me make sure I'm giving you the correct stat. Over 90% of individuals questioned were answered that they would be willing to take a medication that slowed down the progress of the disease, even if there was risk associated with it. And so it's very encouraging because we know that since in the last couple of years, there have been two medications that have been approved by the FDA for the treatment of mild cognitive impairment as well as the early stages of the disease. And it's for the first time that we have medication that treats the underlying symptoms of the disease, and they're designed to remove the plaques on the brain. So it's very, very encouraging.
And so it's very important to find out early whether you are at risk for Alzheimer's or whether you have Alzheimer's, even though we have symptoms haven't showed up. And I had read your report and it
Absolutely.
Said nearly 4 in 5 Americans, 79%, would want to know if they had Alzheimer's disease before having symptoms. I think that's low, but I think some people are just fearful and they just want to go through everyday life and not worry about it. But what I think I just heard you say is there's
actually, yeah, we are finding that more and more people are actually wanting to do genetic testing because now they know that if they establish a baseline, we also know that most people that are diagnosed with the disease probably had some symptoms at least 10 years before they were diagnosed. So if you can identify that there is plaques or there's amyloid in your bloodstream through a blood test before there are symptoms that slow down your life or that impact your everyday living, and then that there's a treatment that can be administered that then prevents you from even ever developing symptoms, most people say that they want to be given this medication and they want to find out, especially now that we know that there's so much progress.
And is there a blood test like that that's available now?
There actually is a blood test. Now, it is not mainstream, but it is something that is given in conjunction with other existing symptoms. So if someone has symptoms, if it runs in their family, a neurologist might also be able to do a blood test, which actually exists and has over 90% accuracy. So it's even less invasive than all of the other things that we currently do. But again, it has to be done by a neurologist. There has to be symptoms already in existence, and it's not as mainstream as doing a blood test for cholesterol, for instance, or even for diabetes. Not yet.
It's still good news. And not yet just means that you've got more money to raise so that we can make this a test that's available to everyone.
Exactly.
Well, I'll be walking with you this fall. I'll be walking.
I'm looking forward to it. And it's October 4th at Lincoln Park. So walk with Alzheimer's.
We're going to get a whole team from people who listen to this radio show. We're going to go out and help raise some money so that those types of things become available to everyone. Thank you for doing what you do. And thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much for the invitation. Appreciate it.
Delia Gervier, she is the director of the Alzheimer's Association Illinois chapter.